The Education Ministry will soon launch nationwide tests it believes will help improve the plummeting standards of Czech elementary schools. Contrary to the ministry's original plan, the tests will not restrict those who do poorly from pursuing a higher education. Even so, critics say the plan is too vague, and some of them have even launched a petition asking parents to boycott the test. Jan Richter reports.
When Education Minister Josef Dobeš first came up with the idea that nationwide tests of 5th and 9th graders should determine their future education, he raised the ire of experts, teachers and parents alike. Minister Dobeš later backtracked and this week presented a new version of the obligatory tests. They will be administered in three subjects, math, the Czech language and a foreign language, and will be based on educational standards that each 5th and 9th grader should achieve. Minister Dobeš explained what purpose the tests should serve.
The main purpose is to provide feedback to parents, children and schools about the real level of knowledge in the 5th and 9th grades. It will also unite the minimum standards in math, the Czech language and a foreign language in those grades across the Czech Republic.
Pupils will take the tests online. In mid-December, a pilot version will be run at 100 elementary schools and will not be compulsory. Then in 2013, the exams should be administered nationwide, and a year later, they will be implemented across the board. Education Minister Josef Dobeš again.
In the pilot exams, we'll be testing math, Czech language and English. In May 2012, we will also offer tests in French and German, and we will set those standards so that the best pupils can receive international certificates.
Aby ty nejlepší děti mohly získat mezinárodní certifikáty.
However, the ministry's plan has drawn criticism from parents, teachers and other experts. They point out that similar projects in other countries, in the United States for example, have backfired. They also complain that the ministry does not really communicate with the public. One of the critics is Oldřich Botlík, a designer of tests for elementary schools.
The minister's plan, if some consistent plan exists in writing at all, which I doubt, hasn't been presented to the public and hasn't been discussed yet. When asked about details, the minister changed the aims of his obligatory testing several times during the last year. Similar attempts have failed already on a large scale. A good example is the once very ambitious American plan No Child Left Behind, which is now nicknamed as No Child Left Behind Alone.
Mr. Botlík also says the ministry has never explained how they are planning to help schools that do poorly to improve, how best practices will be shared and so on. The critics of the plan have launched an online petition asking parents to boycott the tests when they arrive. Mr. Botlík says he understands the need to have a broader picture of educational achievements at Czech elementary schools, but he does not believe that testing each pupil in the country is the right way to go.
A good solution can be a system of regular testing on representative samples, not on a large scale. Such a system shouldn't harm anybody, should also focus on creative abilities of pupils. That means no multiple choice should be included. What has happened in the US is exactly the opposite. I know a very good example of such a system. In New Zealand, it's called the National Educational Monitoring Project.
Despite the criticism, Education Minister Josef Dobeš has not ruled out the possibility that in the future, the nationwide test might also serve the purpose of weeding out weak pupils and sending them to apprentice schools.
Jan Richter with that report.